green couch. That was the year I lived without fiction and slept surrounded by books on the unconscious. I woke every morning to a sturdy brown oak. That was the year I left behind my marriage of 28 years, my faded philosophy books, and the green couch I had inherited from my grandmother. After she died, I drove it across the country and carried it up three flights of crooked stairs to a tiny apartment in West Philadelphia and stored it in my in-law's basement in Bethesda and left it to molder in our garage in Detroit. My friend Dennis rescued it for his living room and moved it to a second-floor study in Houston in a fifth-floor apartment on the Upper West Side where it will now be carted away to the dump. All my difficult reading took place on that couch, which was turning back into the color of nature, while I grappled with ethics and the law, the reasons for reason, being in nothingness, existential dread, and the death of God. I'm still angry at him for no longer existing. That was the year that I finally mourned for my two dead fathers, my soul marriage, and the electric green couch of my past. Darlings, I remember everything, but now I try to speak the language of the unconscious and study Earth for secrets. I go back and forth to work. I walk in the botanical gardens on weekends and take a narrow green path to the clearing.